Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E-L-E-E. Chief complaint, sore throat, number one. Number two, fat history of strep yesterday. Number three, I'm not better. Number four, history of nausea. Next number is vomiting, time. Tiredness. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is bloating. Next one is swelling in the neck, especially on the left side. Next one is not feeling well. 38-year-old woman, a banker here with her husband of many years, two children, was stressed, was diagnosed with strep pharyngitis on 5-9, was placed on Cleosin, and was given a gram of Rocephin. Had 101 temperature, 100 temperature today. Nausea, body ache, abdominal pain, tiredness, weakness, neck swelling, no shortness of breath, no hematemesis, no hematochezia. Surgery, left ovarian cyst, medical problems, hypertension. Very particular about her blood pressure, doesn't want us to check it, only wants to be checked at the primary care doctor. She takes lisinopril, unknown dose, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, and Inderol. Her medical problems, anxiety, hypertension, surgery, left ovarian surgery, social, no drug use, no alcohol, no ETOH, allergy, no drug allergy, family history, dad with esophageal cancer, high cholesterol, mom with high cholesterol, hypertension, immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunizations, 189%, 98%, 100.6, 16, pulse is 88, BP not checked per patient request. Heart positive, positive to lungs, fear, bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck shows, copious lymphadenopathy, left greater than right, skin shows, no rash, TMs are red, portion of pharynx is red and inflamed. Number one, strep throat. Number two, Rocephin a gram. Now, number three, continue with Cleosin. Number four, no rash. Number five, spleen within normal limits on the ultrasound. Number six, abdominal ultrasound looks normal spleen, normal kidney, normal liver, normal gallbladder. Number seven, severe, and I mean severe lymphadenopathy noted on the left side of the neck ultrasound. That's why patient feels fullness in her neck. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows no change since 2-3 years ago. Next number, no evidence of ovarian cyst or abnormality noted in the pelvis. Next number, patient received the Rocephin a gram. Now, next number, we'll talk about getting blood work, especially since a couple years ago her white count was elevated, and she has refused to have it checked. She says it's been checked before at her primary care physician, and it was okay. Next number, we talked about checking a monospot, either finger stick or blood drawn. Patient doesn't want to, in parenthesis at this time, in quotation at this time. Next number, returning 3 days. Next number, call me tomorrow if worse. Next number, no evidence of peritonsillar abscess. Next number is hypertension, primary care physician, doesn't want us to touch that or talk about it. Next number, watch temperature. Next number is Tylenol for temperature. Next number is rest. Next number is my findings were discussed with patients at length before leaving the clinic. Next number, to the emergency room, it's developed signs and symptoms of worsening nausea, vomiting, difficulty breathing, peritonsillar abscess type issues that I have discussed with patient and husband at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.